Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This Wednesday is International Women's Day, a national holiday in many countries, though not in North America. And changes have been slow coming in the film industry. But they are happening. Since the first Academy Awards, more than a century ago, less than two dozen Best Picture films directed by women have been nominated as Best Picture. This year, there are three. And these numbers are steadily growing. So, if you want to celebrate movies at home, CBC Gem is featuring films about women this month, including 20th Century Women, a coming-of-age drama set in the 1980s, starring Greta Gerwig, Annette Bening, and Elle Fanning. MUBI, M-U-B-I, is featuring films with female cinematographers, including Saint-Omer, the compelling French courtroom drama, and The Invisible Life of Eurydice Gusmão, the mysterious drama about two sisters in Rio de Janeiro. And NFB, the National Film Board, has an International Women's Day playlist available for free on their website, including films like Mary, Two Acts Early, I Am Indian Again, Margaret Atwood, A Word After A Word After A Word Is Power, and The Boxing Girls of Kabul. Lots of great stuff to watch at home. So, this week, also in honor of International Women's Day, I'm looking at a new documentary about the history of modern feminism in Canada as seen through its media. Analog Revolution, written and directed by Marusia Bosyurkiev. It's 1967, and Canada is celebrating 100 years since Confederation. There's a burst of national pride and creativity, an explosion of tiny independent publishing houses producing CanCon, that's Canadian content, throughout the country. But this was also the time when feminism gained support and women were in the spotlight, fighting the system en masse. They expressed themselves in books, magazines, literary journals, and newspapers. Gang Press in Vancouver and Broadside Magazine in Toronto were seminal to this movement. Women's own bodies were a central topic, as doctors at the time required a husband or father's consent for a woman to request an operation like a tubal ligation, even simple birth control. So, In late 1968, the Montreal Health Press published a birth control guidebook for women that, in contemporary parlance, well, it went viral. One American clinic ordered 50,000 copies right after it was published, and students on campuses across the continent were snapping it up. It was sold at cost. Because writing about IUDs, diaphragms, and abortion was still illegal in Canada at the time. So this book played a crucial role in the women's movement. Radio, too, was a major force, including shows like Dykes on Mikes, the longest-running lesbian radio show in the world, which is featured on CKUT-FM in Montreal. That's the equivalent of CIUT in Toronto. Traveling women's film festivals carried their movies across the country, showing them in small-town church basements along the way. Well, in the 1970s, the National Film Board opened a new section known simply as Studio D, a bare-bones area where women workshopped and mentored new filmmakers as they made documentaries. The filmmaker of this film interviews people like Bonnie Sher Klein, who's Not a Love Story, a film about pornography, was both controversial and widely watched. Janice Cole and Holly Dale's crucial documentaries, P4W Prison for Women and Hookers on Davy, also came out of Studio D. So this momentum continued producing hundreds and hundreds of publications across the country. Tens of thousands of people were marching through city streets on International Women's Day, while others reclaimed the streets at night to stop violence against women. And the movement shifted from one centered on civil rights, women's bodies, and pay equity to one stressing individual rights, racial inequity, and gender theory. But successive austerity governments in the 1990s effectively destroyed all but a few small publications that rely on government grants to stay afloat. Analog Revolution is a comprehensive look at the feminist movement in Canada for the 1960s through the 1990s and beyond. It covers massive territory from high school filmmakers in Saskatoon to a Ukrainian feminist women's magazine out of Edmonton to publications in Halifax. Traveling women's film festivals carried their movies across the country into small towns in a van. There are extensive interviews with Quebecois activists and writers, people of color, radical feminists, nudists, and indigenous activists as the movement changed decade by decade. This film features new and vintage footage of people like Susan Cole, Audre Lorde, Judy Rebick, and many, many others. The Toronto Women's Bookstore, the country's biggest feminist bookstore, which was also firebombed by American anti-abortion militants, is notable by its absence, but you can't include everything. Analog Revolution is an important and fascinating history of a still living movement. Analog Revolution is playing tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 at the Hot Dog Cinema on Bloor Street in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.